Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早。
I was actually originally scheduled to share a few months ago.
几个月之前我受邀请要和弟兄姐妹们交通。
But right before I was supposed to share, I got COVID.
但是在我交通之前我得了新冠。
So thank the Lord for healthy recovery.
我感谢主让我能够非常健康的恢复。
And really thank him for his timing because I think I needed the extra time to prepare for this.
我也为着这段时间感谢主，因为我需要更多的时间在主面前预备。
And as I was praying about what to share this morning, the Lord put one word on my heart.
当我在主面前寻求今天早晨的交通的时候，主把一个字放在我的里边。
Or one phrase on my heart.
有一句话放在我的里边。
And that's turn back to me.
就是要回转归向主。
Turn back to me.
要回转归向神。
And I was just so convicted when I heard the Lord speak this.
当我主向我对我的心说话的时候，我实在是得到了这个确据。
And because I think for myself, and I think I can speak for all of us, in this past couple of years, it's just been such a struggle to follow the Lord.
因为对我自己来讲，我相信对许多的弟兄姐妹们都是一样，在过去的两年当中，我们都是经过了许多的挣扎来跟随主。
And it's there's been so many different things that we have been turning to.
在我们的目光转向了许多其他的事情。
And it's so easy for us to be distracted from turning to the Lord.
我们实在是在转向主这件事情上受到了许多的搅扰和打岔。
So this was the Lord's word to all of us this morning. It's turn back to me.
所以今天早晨盼望着这是神向我们每个人所说的，要回转归向神。
And that is his invitation for us.
也是对我们来讲是一个邀请。
As we think about, what it means to turn back to the Lord this morning.
当我们来思想回转归向神它意味着什么的时候。
I think obviously the first thing we think of is the forgiveness of sins, of coming and confessing our sins to the Lord.
第一件事情当然是我们的赦罪的恩典，神赦免了我们。
And we thank the Lord that he has given us this gift of salvation that it requires nothing on our part.
我们非常感谢神，他把救恩作为一个礼物，对我们来讲毫无要求的赐给我们。
But still, this forgiveness of sins is just the beginning of turning back to the Lord.
但是这个我们得到这个救恩，是我们回转归向神的开始。
And if we just stop there, we aren't able to fully experience what the Lord has for us.
如果我们只停留在回转救恩的层面上，那么我们就没有办法完全的经历神。
So what does it mean to fully turn back to the Lord?
那我们完全回转归向神意味着什么呢？
What is he looking for in our hearts?
他在我们心中所寻求的是什么？
And in order to answer these questions, I want to look at a passage in scripture together.
为了回答这些问题，我们要一同来看一些经文。
So we wanted to look at King Josiah in the Old Testament.
我们要再看一下旧约里边所记载的约西亚王的故事。
And this is in 2 Chronicles chapter 34.
是在历代志下第34章。
And just to set some context around the King Josiah and his reign.
我们要稍微介绍一下约西亚王当年的背景。
We know that for the nation of Judah, they experienced very turbulent times in the reign of the kings.
我们知道犹大国在这些列王的年间经历了许多的波折。
There were some kings that were good, they followed the Lord, and the people followed the Lord as a result.
很多的时候这些王是好王，他们跟随神的心意，百姓也跟随神。
But there were also many kings that did not follow the Lord and instead embraced idol worship.
但是也有很多的王，他们没有跟随神，他们跟随了偶像的敬拜。
And led the children of Israel into immorality and sin.
使以色列民进入了罪恶，进入了道德败坏当中。
So we see the condition of the people is constantly alternating between, following after the Lord.Falling into sin, following after the Lord, falling into sin.
所以我们看见在那边有许多次的循环，很多的时候他们跟随神，然后又呢陷入到罪中，跟随神，然后又陷入到罪中。
And many times this is a reflection of our own lives too.
我相信这对我们来讲，对我们自己个人生命也是一个写照。
So in the midst of the condition of the people like this,
在这些环境当中
then King Josiah became king of Judah.
约西亚王就成了犹大国的王。
It was actually one of the last kings of Judah before they were taken into captivity.
他是在犹大国被灭被掳之前几个王之一。
And as a summary of his life, sort of skipping towards the end of his life, what does the Lord say about him?
对于他生命的总结，就是在他生命最后的时候，神给他总结的话是什么呢？
In 1 Kings, verse 23, sorry, chapter 23, verse 25, it says.
是在列王记下第23章。
It says, before him, there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, all his soul, and all his might, in conformity to all the law of Moses, nor did any like him arise after him.
第二十五节，在约西亚以前，没有王像他尽心、尽性、尽力的归向耶和华，遵守摩西一切的律法。在他以后，也没有兴起王像他。
This is an amazing statement.
这是一个何等奇妙的一个对他的描述。
And what a way for him to be remembered in the Bible.
在圣经当中，对他的纪念是何等的奇妙。
That he turned to the Lord with all his heart, all his soul, and all his might.
他在神面前尽心、尽力、尽性归向耶和华他的神。
And may that be our desire this morning as well.
愿这个成为今天早晨我们里边的一个盼望。
So what was it in his life that allowed him to turn to the Lord?
在他的生命当中，是什么使他能够归向神呢？
I did want to focus on four different points this morning.
所以今天早晨我愿意和弟兄姐妹们再聚焦在四个点上。
So the first point, if you look in, going back to 2 Chronicles,
第一点，当我们回到历代志下的时候，
2 Chronicles chapter 34 verse 3, it says,
第34节第三章说，第34章第三节说，
Yeah, the first half of the verse, it says, In the eighth year of his reign, while he was still a youth, he began to seek the God of his father David.
他做王第八年，尚且年幼，就寻求他主大卫的神。
And here we see the beginning of everything that will follow in his life.
这里边我们看见他生命的一个开始，是他生命继续的一个前奏。
And the absolute foundation of turning to the Lord.
是一个他回转归向神的一个根基。
It's to seek him.
是寻求神。
And this is actually a rare characteristic in the kings of Judah.
这在犹大的列王当中是一个非常少见的一个特征。
You don't really see the Bible say this about the other kings.
我们没有看见圣经描写其他的王是这样。
Some of the kings, they had good advisors that would guide them in the way of the Lord.
有些王他们因着得到了好的劝勉、好的指导，他们心归向神。
But it wasn't a personal seeking on their heart.
但是对他们个人来讲，没有一个从个人里边所出发的来寻求神。
But for Josiah, it was a personal seeking of the Lord.
但是对于约西亚王来说，他是一个个人里边来寻求神。
And we know that when he sought the Lord, then he found him.
我们知道他寻求的时候，寻求神的时候，神就让他遇见神。
We're reminded in Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13.
我们被耶利米书第二十九章十三节所提醒。
And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求，就必寻见。
So the question for this morning for all of us is, are we seeking the Lord with all our heart?
所以今天早晨摆在我们每位弟兄姐妹面前的问题是，我们是不是专心寻求神？
If we have this desire to turn back to the Lord,
如果我们心里边有一个这样回转归向神的愿望，
It means that we need to seek him with all of our heart.
我们就需要用全心来寻求他。
And to not be distracted by everything that's going on in the world.
不是被这个世界所发生这一切事情所打扰。
I know, especially at the beginning of the COVID pandemic, we're all just seeking for personal health and safety.
我们知道在疫情刚刚开始的时候，我们都在寻求个人的保护和健康。
And then as it sort of dragged on, then that maybe we are seeking for some of that mental health and to stay sane.
当疫情蔓延持续的时候，我们开始寻求我们心里边的保护和健康。
But I think for myself, at least, the trap is once you start seeking for all these things for yourself.
对我个人来讲，那个陷阱是当我开始寻求这样个人的保护的时候。
But then that just keeps growing and growing and growing.
里边这个愿望就开始越来越增加。
And there's no more time, there's no more energy to seek the things of the Lord.
我就没有时间，也没有体力来寻求神。
So for me, may we all just come back to the Lord and repent and say, Lord, we seek you with all of our heart.
所以对于我个人，对于弟兄姐妹们来说，我们要回转，全心的来寻求神。
For the second point, it's in the we'll continue reading in verse 3.
第二点是我们继续来读这第三节的时候。
It says, and in the 12th year he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the asherim, the carved images, and the molten images.
到了第十二年才洁净犹大和耶路撒冷，除去丘坛、木偶、雕刻的像和铸造的像。
So the second point is you see that he destroyed all the idols in the land of Judah.
所以第二点我们看见他在犹大全地要除去偶像。
And it goes into more detail in the following verses how he personally went through the country and tore down all these high places and altars.
接下来的经文详细地告诉我们说，由约西亚王亲自到犹大各地要除去这些偶像。
And there were even high places where the previous kings of Judah, they didn't tear them down, but Josiah went through and he destroyed all those as well.
甚至那些丘坛。前边的犹大王他们没有去把它除去，约西亚王也亲自把他们除去。
So what can we learn from this?
我们从这边可以学到什么呢？
We can see that we have all these idols in our lives that we need to tear down, we need to bring to the cross.
我们知道在我们的生命当中也有许多的偶像，我们需要把它拆除，带到十字架面前。
We see that Josiah, in the process of seeking the Lord, he saw what really displeased the Lord's heart.
当约西亚王在寻求神的时候，他真实的看见是什么使神的心不满足。
And we saw that he was thorough.
他也是非常详细来寻求这些事情。
That he went through the whole land, he didn't allow a single altar or high place to be left standing, that would displease the Lord.
他亲自寻遍了犹大的全地，不允许任何一个丘坛和偶像存留。
So in the same way, we need to come before the Lord and allow His light to shine in our life to see what those idols are.
我们同样也需要神来到我们的生命当中，让圣灵光照我们，看见我们里边的偶像是什么。
And I think, you know, to be thorough and detailed about it too.
并且我们应该详细的、仔细的巡查我们生命的每个角落。
And I think sometimes it's easy for us to say, oh yeah, I know what my idols are.
有的时候我们可能非常容易地说，我知道我的偶像是什么。
Yeah, maybe I'm too caught up with work sometimes.
也许我实在是把更多的精力放在工作上。
Or I'm too focused on money.
或者是钱财上。
Or I don't have a good relationship with my family.
或者是我没有和家庭有一个好的人际关系。
And just to say, like, that's how it is and I can't change.
或者说大概只能这样，我没有办法改变这些。
But we see,when you really turn back to the Lord, it's not just saying, okay, I know what's wrong.
当我们真实归向神的时候，不仅我们说我们知道什么地方错了。
But it's really sitting down, seeing everything in our life that is taking precedence over the Lord.
乃是真正的来安定在神的面前，把这一切带在神的全能之下。
And bringing it to the cross.
把他带到十字架的底下。
We see, you know, when Josiah destroys these idols, he's not just, you know, taking it down from the temples there.
我们看见约西亚王当他消灭这些偶像的时候，不仅仅是在圣殿里。
And he's not just breaking these idols into pieces.
不仅仅是把这些偶像打碎。
But he's actually grinding them up into fine dust.
乃是把他们碾碎成灰。
Just completely destroying them.
就是完全的把它打碎。
So there's no trace of it left at all.
没有一点的痕迹存留下来。
And there is no way for that to cause the children, the people of Judah to stumble again in the future.
使以色列的民是神的子民, 没有办法再回到这些偶像当中。
So we see how serious this is in our lives.
我们知道这是在我们的生命当中是何等严肃的一件事情。
Yeah, that when the Lord shows us what these idols are, that are keeping us from turning back to Him.
当神把这些偶像, 这些是我们远离神,不能回转向神的偶像显明在我们心里的时候,
that we need to commit it to the Lord fully.
我们需要完全的向神委身。
Alright, the third point I had is, King Josiah started repairing the house of the Lord.
第三点, 我们看见约西亚王在这里边, 他重修耶和华的殿。
So we'll read in verse 8.
我们要读第八节。
Now in the 18th year of his reign, when he had purged the land and the house, he sent Shaphan the son of Azaliah, and Maaseiah, an official of the city, and Joah the son of Joahaz, the recorder, to repair the house of the Lord his God.
约西亚王十八年敬地敬殿之后，就差遣亚撒利亚的儿子沙番、义宰、马西亚、约哈斯的儿子史官约雅去修理耶和华他神的殿。
Now the house of the Lord was still standing.
我们知道那个时候神的殿还在那里。
And it was still in use.
犹大人还继续在殿里边。
But under the previous kings of Judah, it just fallen into ruin.
但是在前面这些王当中，这圣殿已经被毁。
And nobody cared to repair it until Josiah came along.
在约西亚王之前，这些王没有人，他们关心圣殿，没有人去修复修理。
So we see when we turn back to the Lord, we see how much He loves His church.
当我们回转归向神的时候，我们看见他是如何爱他的教会。
And it gives us the same heart for His church, for His body as well.
要把他的心赐给我们，对着他的教会，他的身体。
And when you look at the legacy of Josiah, repairing the temple, repairing the house of God, that was one of his top priorities.
我们看见约西亚他的生平当中，修复圣殿是他人生当中的一个非常重要的。
And again, you know, is that our priority today?
是不是这个是我们人生当中的优先次序呢？
When we think about our lives, when we think about how we spend our time, how we spend our energy, is it on repairing the house of God?
当我们回想起，回想我们的生活，我们的时间，我们的精力，是不是把这些放在神的优先次序，神家的优先次序上呢？
I think it's very easy for us to look and to see that it needs repairs.
当我们非常容易的看见那些需要被修复的那些破坏的地方。
And especially after these past few years of COVID, I think that there's you know, many areas where we can see and say, you know, we really need the Lord's help.
特别是当经历这两年疫情之后，我们看见许多的地方，许多的方面，我们需要神的帮助。
But it's one thing to see it, and it's another thing to say to the Lord, I'm willing to be that servant, to be sent out to repair it.
我们看见是一件事情，但是我们能够自己说，我愿意成为那个仆人，去参与这个修复，是另外一件事情。
And may the Lord really give us that heart this morning.
愿神今天早晨把这样的心赐给我们。
Finally, the last point is in verse 31.
最后一点是在第31节。
And this is Josiah, he makes a covenant with the Lord.
这里边约西亚王与神立约。
So as a little bit of context, as they're repairing the temple, they find the book of the law.
作为一点背景，当他们修复圣殿的时候，就找到了神的书。
And no one's read this in a long time, so they read the law together, and they realize they've been sinning against the Lord greatly.
在这之前很多年间，他们没有读摩西的律法书，他们读了之后呢，就知道他们犯罪得罪了神。So
Josiah, he humbles himself before the Lord.
所以约西亚王在神面前谦卑。And
then here in verse 31, he makes a covenant.
所以在第31节，我们这里边看见他与神立约。
It says, then the king stood in his place, and made a covenant before the Lord to walk after the Lord, to keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and with all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant written in this book.
王站在他的地位上，在耶和华面前立约，要尽心尽性地顺从耶和华，遵守他的诫命、法度、律例，成就这书上所记的约言。
And then verse 32, Moreover, he made all who were present in Jerusalem and Benjamin to stand with him. So the inhabitants of Jerusalem did according to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers.
第32节，又使耶路撒冷和便雅悯的人都顺从这约，于是耶路撒冷的居民都遵守他们列祖之神的约。
So we see two things about Josiah here.
我们在这里边看见约谢王的另外两件事情。
And we see the first is that he loved the law of God.
第一件事情，他非常爱神的律法。
He loved the Lord's commandments and he wanted to keep them.
他爱神的律法，并且愿意遵守这些律法。
It's like in 1 John chapter 5 verse 3 it says,
在约翰一书第五章第三节。
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome.
你们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且神的诫命不是难守的。
Josiah, he saw that, you know, even though all the other previous kings of the Lord had sinned against, sorry, the kings of Judah had sinned against the Lord, he wanted to keep the law of the Lord.
虽然在他之前说很多的犹大王他们犯罪得罪神，但是他愿意遵守神的诫命。
And second, we see that he was serious about it.
第二点，我们看见他在这件事情上是非常认真，是非常认真的。
You don't make a covenant if it's something casual that you don't intend to keep.
因为当你立约的时候，并不是说随便的一些事情你不愿意去遵守。
But in his heart, he made a decision. He said, I want to keep the law of the Lord because I love it.
因为在他的心里边，他说他愿意遵守神的诫命和典章，因为我爱他。
And it's not just for him too, but for all the people. They all entered into this covenant together.
并不是他对他个人来讲，乃是他所有的犹大的众民都一同进入这个约。
So as we turn to the Lord, may we also have the same heart.
愿我们回转归向神的时候，也有一个同样的心。
That we love his commandments, that they're not burdensome to us.
我们愿意遵守他的诫命，这他的诫命并不是难守的。
And maybe when we're so focused on ourselves and what we want,
当我们非常把目光焦距定睛在我们自己我们的需要上的时候，
then the Lord's commandments, it's a heavy burden.
神的诫命就成了非常难守的。
But when we see, when we put him in the right place, as a king in our lives, then we see, you know, as his servants, we love to follow his commandments.
但是当我们把他放在当得的地位上，他是我们生命王的时候，这些诫命就对我们来说是非常容易的。
And may we really take this seriously.
让我们非常在神面前非常认真的在这件事情上。
That is not something where, you know, we just pray one day, God, you know, I want to follow you, I want to follow your commandments. And the next second, we're back to doing what we used to do.
并不是说有一天我们来到神面前祷告说，主啊，我愿意来遵守你的诫命，之后马上我们就回头做自己的事情。
But may we have this heart of Josiah, that was, made a covenant with the Lord to keep his commandments.
愿我们也像约西亚王有同样，有他同样的心情，愿意与神立约，愿意遵守神的诫命。
So, those are four points just as a quick, conclusion. The four things that Josiah, the four qualities that he had to turn the nation back to the Lord.
我们稍微回顾一下这四个约西亚王身上的四个特点，使他能够回转归向神。
The first one, he was seeking the Lord with his whole heart.
第一点，他全心来寻求神。
The second point is he tore down all the idols, the altars, and the high places.
第二点，他拆去了所有的丘坛、木偶和偶像。
The third point, he repaired the house of the Lord.
第三，他修复神的殿。
And the fourth, he made a covenant to follow all the Lord's commandments.
第四，他与神立约，愿意遵守神的诫命。
So may we really, hear the word of the Lord this morning.
愿今天早晨我们都听见神的话。
And respond to his call to us.
愿我们实在是来到他的面，他的坛前来向他回应。
That when he says, "Turn back to me."
当他说要回转归向我的时候。
That we would have the same heart as King Josiah.
愿我们都和约西亚王有一个同样的心，愿意回转归向他。
And we would turn back to the Lord, with all of our strength.
愿我们能够全力的来个能够回转归向他。
And all our heart and all of our soul.
全心全意的。
God is so good and so funny at the same time.
我们神实在是美善的神，他也是有趣的神。
Today my message is my part three to King Josiah.
今天我要分享信息实际上是第三部分，也是讲到约西亚王。
And the exact points are the exact same ones that Nathan brought up.
事实上，其中内容跟我们弟兄刚刚交通很类似。
If you guys have been following with me, throughout the year, the Lord has been placing this, he's been gripping me with the theme of having a tender heart towards the Lord.
因为主一直把这样的负担放我心里，就是向着主要一个柔顺的心。
And he continues to grip my heart.
这一直在我的心里面增长。
Nathan already read all the passages that I was going to read this morning, but I will read one other one that has been a theme of the first and second messages and leading into today's message as well.
刚才弟兄已经把我今天早上想要分享的经文都有读过，不过我要再读一段我们要分享的。
And I'm just going to read the first phrase of this, 2 Kings 22:19. This is talking about Josiah. It says, "Your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard what I spoke."
我想就读这一小节，就是《列王记下》22:19那里讲到约西王，神对约西王说，当你听到我的话，就在我面前敬服，或在我面前柔顺，在我面前自卑。
And so that phrase, having a tender heart, has been just gripping me this whole year.
因为在主面前这句话有一个柔顺的心，敬服的心一直抓住我。
And just to speed through a recap of the first two messages that I gave. First one was having a tender heart, what does that mean?
那我想再回顾一下我以前交通的信息，在主面前有一个柔顺的心是什么意思呢？
You know, I think we all have tender hearts, but the question is, what and who do we have a tender heart towards?
我想我们都有一个柔顺的心，但是问题是说我们是向着谁有这个柔顺的心？
Is it our families, our careers, our schooling?
是不是我们的家人，是我们的事业，是我们的读书吗？
We talked about, you know, practical things in our lives that grip us, like social media, our devices.
我们以前提过说好像很多事情抓住我们，这些社交这些媒体，这些社会上的事情。
Sometimes it's our investments, our finances, right? That grips our hearts. Maybe the first thing in the morning, you're checking your bank account to see what it looks like.
所以有时候甚至是一些我们的投资，我们的财务抓住我们，好像每天早晨我们起来的第一件事是看看我们银行里面的存款有多少。
And sometimes it's our social media apps.
很多时候是我们这些手上这些社交媒体的软体。
It's the first thing we do in the morning when we wake open our eyes. It's the last thing we look at before we go to bed.
好像说我们每天早上第一眼睁开的时候，我们就看那些社交的媒体的一些软体，而且在晚上睡觉前呢，我们也是这样做。
You know, God is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last.
我们知道我们的神是阿尔法，是欧米伽，他是首先，是末后。
But in our lives, we make other things the first and the last of our day.
但是
we make other things like our social media apps or other things that we read.
但是对我们也，我们却把这些其他的事情当作我们的首先，当作我们的幕后。
And we're more interested in listening to other voices than listening to the Lord.
好像我们觉得听其他人讲话比听主说话更有趣。
And just like Nathan already mentioned, that when Josiah was rebuilding the house, he went into the storage to find all the money to put the money to work to rebuild the house.
好像刚才我们弟兄
的
交，好像我们刚才弟兄交通的是，当约西亚他来修复圣殿的时候，他是到了神的府库里面找到很多的钱财。
And while he was bringing all these materials and money out of the storage, he found the book of the law.
当他们把这些钱财把这些材料搬出来的时候他们也同时发现了那个神的律法书。
And immediately when he read the book, he realized the sins that his forefathers had committed.
当他读这律法书的时候他立即就发现说他们先祖所犯的罪。
And because of his tender heart, what did he do? The first thing he did was he inquired of the Lord.
正因为约西亚王有这个柔顺的心他第一件事做的是什么呢他第一件事情是在主面前安静。
In our lives, do we ever inquire of the Lord? Do we ever ask the Lord and seek Him?
在我们的 生活里面我们是否有来寻求主来求问神呢
and you know, we were joking that sometimes we look to Google first, right? That's our first inquiry.
实际上我们平常是有这样开玩笑说当我们要找什么事情的时候我们就去 Google 一下。
Or we look at to other voices in the world.
或者说我们是听这世界上其他的声音。
Have we ever inquired of the Lord and asked the Lord what he wants in our lives?
我们是否有来到神面前求问他要问说神要我们做什么
The second message, was that Josiah had a tender heart and he humbled himself before God.
那之前我交通第二篇信息是说因为约西亚在主面前有柔顺的心他就谦卑自己。
And after seeing the words in the book, he made a covenant before the Lord and all the people that they would walk after the Lord and to keep his commands.
所以当他读了律法书之后他就与神立约也要众百姓一同来遵守神的律法。
He says to keep his commands, his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart, with all his soul.
所以他就尽心尽性来遵守主神的一切诫命典章。
You know, sometimes the word of God is just an afterthought in our lives.
因为很多时候在我们的生活里面好像神的话都是好像后来我们才想起的。
It needs to be at the forefront of our lives.
但是事实上神的话应该是在我们生活里面首先应该被呈现的。
Have we ever made a covenant to the Lord that we would...be so dedicated to his word.
我们是否与神立过约然后愿意尽心来服从这约呢
To walk after the Lord and to keep his commandments.
能够尽心遵守主守他的诫命。
And in 2 Kings 22:2, it says that Josiah did what was right in the sight of the Lord.
在列王记下那里有讲说约西亚是尽心来守神的律法
and he did not turn aside to the right or to the left
他没有偏向左或偏向右
and we talked about what that means in our lives oftentimes we're so distracted we're attracted to other things and we're pulled to the left or to the right
因为我们也交通过在我们生活里面好像被很多事情所吸引以至于我们偏向左了或是偏向右
But Josiah, because of his tender heart, was so dedicated to the Lord.
但是因着约西亚他有一个柔顺的心他是在尽心的跟从主。
His tender heart to the Lord caused him to only hear the voice of the Lord and nothing else.
因为他向主有一个柔顺的心所以他所只听见的是主自己的话。
His tender heart towards the Lord caused him to behave and act in a way where it's tunnel vision, just whatever the Lord wanted him to do, he would do. He didn't care about his identity or what other people thought of him.
因为他向着主有柔顺的心，所以他是完完全全专心向着主，他不在乎别人，不在乎自己的地位，或者别人看他怎么样。
Are we going to be like Josiah, where we don't turn to the left or the right?
我们是否可以像约西亚王一样，能够不偏左，不偏右？
And we also mentioned that sometimes even in our worship and our pursuit after the Lord, we can be pulling left or right without realizing it.
我们甚至提过说，甚至我们在服侍神的时候，我们甚至不自觉的会偏向左或偏向右。
But Josiah, he was one who didn't compromise and he was faithful and walked entirely in the commands of God as the Bible mentioned.
但是正如圣经上所讲的，约西亚王却是不偏左右，乃是完完全全的遵守神的律法。
And now it brings us to today's message.
那我们现在开始今天的信息。
And the key verse for today, Nathan also read.
今天主要的经节也是我们 Nathan 弟兄刚才读过的。
And I'll just read it quickly one more time. 2 Kings 23:25.
就是王下二十三章二十五节。
It says, before him, Josiah, there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, all his soul, and all his might, in conformity to the law of Moses, nor did any like him arise after him.
在约西亚以前，没有王像他尽心、尽性、尽力的归向耶和华，遵行摩西的一切律法。在他以后，也没有兴起一个王像他。
So there was no king before him and no king after him who turned his heart to the Lord.
所以在这一经我们看见，除了约西亚王，在他之前或在他之后的王，都没有像他一样归向耶和华。
This is quite a statement, isn't it?
因为这个这对王的对他的描述实在是非常重要一句话。
Because King David was one who came before him.
因为我们知道说大卫王是在约西亚王之前。
And the Bible says that King David was a man after his God's own heart.
那我们也知道圣经上对大卫王的描述是说他是一位合神心意的王。
And oftentimes we make our prayers, Lord, give me a heart like David, help me to be a man after your own heart.
很多时候我们 也这样祷告说主啊愿你将赐给大赐我有一个大卫的心好叫我能够做合你心意的人。
Perhaps we also need to be praying, Lord, let me be like Josiah as well, who turned to the Lord.
或许我们也应该做这样的祷告主啊愿你向我使我像约西亚王一样能够归向耶和华。
So what does it mean to turn to the Lord?
所以归向主是什么意思呢
？Our brother already gave us lots of good examples, which are included in my notes as well. So I'll try not to repeat it.
我们嘉俊弟兄刚才已经提过一些例子，也是在我的笔记里面，那我就不再重复。
Turning to the Lord is a total repentant obedience.
因为我们知道归向耶和华就是要完全的懊悔和完全的顺服。
And why do I say repentant obedience and not just obedience?
为什么我们说不单单只是顺服呢？而且需要有懊悔，然后顺服。
We have to first recognize the sins in our own lives and come before Him in repentance.
因为我们首先要认识到我们生命里面、生活里面所犯的罪，来到神面前来悔改。
When we realize we have sins, we repent, and the Lord is faithful and righteous to forgive us, to give us that clean slate by His precious blood.
Yeah, 我们知道当我们犯了罪，我们来到神面前向他承认的时候，他实在是有怜悯的心，他就借着他的宝血把我们洗净，像个干净的盘子一样。
And I remember, and if you remember my first message, I mentioned that Josiah, when he read the words of the Lord, he tore his clothes.
因为还记得说，当我以前教导约西亚王的信时候，我们有说过，当他听见主的律法书的时候，他就撕裂衣服。
And what does that mean? That's him understanding that there was sin in among his people. So he tore his clothes in repentance to the Lord.
所以这是什么意思呢？也是说他认识到在他和他的百姓当中有犯罪，所以他必须要撕裂衣服。
In turning to the Lord, it is also a redirection or repurposing of our lives to Christ.
那另外一点，归向主的意思就是说，把我们整个生命的目的重新转回到主那边。
So it means we place our attention completely on the Lord.
所以把我们的注意力完全放在主的身上。
Perhaps our focus and our attention is on other things, all that the world has to offer. Our attention is on ourselves, our ego, our pride.
也许我们常常的注意力是注意到这世上要给我们什么，或是注意到我们自己身上，我们的自我。
And then we see the Lord, and we turn and redirect our focus on Him.
当我们看见主的时候，我们就回转。然后转回归向，把我们的注意力放在主的身上。
That turning is a repurposing of our lives to Christ.
所以这个归向主意思就是把我们生命的目的重新转向来到主耶稣自己身上，是自己身上。
So that He becomes our goal and our life.
好叫主耶稣基督成为我们的标杆，成为我们的生命。
That we would say no to everything else and we would say yes to the Lord.
好叫我们可以向其他万事都说不，然后向主我单单说是。
So what exactly did Josiah do?
所以约西亚究竟做些什么？
Because of his tender heart towards the Lord.
因着他向主有柔顺的心,
he listened to the Lord first and had the care to listen.
所以他就先听主的话, 他有这个听主话的性格。
Today, do we care to listen to the voice of the Lord?
今天我们是否在意来听主的话呢?
Is that our goal every day? Or can we go through a day and not listen to the Lord and be okay?
我们过完这一天之后, 我们是不是发现说, 我们没有听主的话还好呢?
Oftentimes we go through a day and as long as it was peaceful, we think, oh, that was okay.
好像很多时候我们过完一天之后, 发现平安无事, 我们就说好了。
But did we listen to the voice of the Lord?
但是我们是否有听主的话呢?
So after he listened to the voice of the Lord, he inquired of the Lord, like we mentioned.
所以当他听到主的话的时候呢, 他就来到主面前求问主, 这是我们刚才提过的。
He made a commitment and a covenant to follow the Lord's commands.
他愿意尽心而且在神面前立约, 要来遵守主的诫命。
And then he completely cleaned house.
然后再来他下一件事情做了, 就是完完全全洁净神的殿。
All right, our brother already mentioned it. He removed all the idols, not only all the idols, but all the idolatrous priests as well. He killed all these priests who were worshiping Baal and Asherah.
所以他不仅仅是洁净这些除去这些偶像, 他甚至把那些教人拜偶像那些祭司也把他们除去。
And he removed all the evil protocols that the previous kings had installed in the house of God.
他也把前面几个王所在神的殿中所立的这些可怕的这些仪式也完全除尽。
Now we might say, well, we don't have idols.
我们会说我们没有偶像。
But are there idols in our lives?
但是在我们的生活里面是否有偶像呢?
Are there things that we're holding on to so tightly in our own lives?
有没有在我们生命里面我们紧紧抓住了这些事有些事情?
Are there things that we have substituted Christ for?
有没有哪些事情我们把它用来取代了主耶稣呢?
Maybe there are things that we in our lives that we don't even realize, but we have actually substituted Christ for those things.
也许在我们生活里面我们不自觉, 但是事实上我们用那些事情来取代了主耶稣。
Placing our satisfaction in those things instead of Christ.
把我们个人所得的满足直基于那些事情上, 而不是放在主身上。
I'll give you my life as an example.
我要讲一下我姊妹的意思。
I have a tender heart towards sports cars.
我个人对于讲到运动的时候, 心里是非常柔软的。
Sports cars, also sports, sports cars.
运动卡片是。
Cars.
Oh, cars.
Cars, like sports cars.
跑车,
in particular, I was actually just talking to my parents about this yesterday.
实际上我昨天还和我父母亲讲到这个跑车。
My dream car, my kids all know this, the 1967 Shelby GT500. It's a beautiful car.
我,
it's an old car.
甚至我的孩子也知道我的梦想的跑车是1967年份的一个雪佛兰的车子。
And oftentimes I'll just take a look at it on my phone or on the computer.
很多时候我在电脑上看看那个车的图片。
Even my kids will say, "Hey, Dad, I think I spotted one on the road."
甚至我的孩子有时候我们在路上还告诉我说，哦，那一部车在那里。
You know, we all have these things in this world that grip our hearts, and we are tender-hearted towards these things that attract us.
因为我们发现说，在世上有很多事情好像吸引着我们，因为我们的心向的那些事情是柔软的。If
we turn our hearts to the Lord, that means we are taking the things that are quote-unquote idols in our lives and bringing Christ in.
所以事实上，如果我们说我们向着主是柔顺的，应该是由主来取代那些事情。
What else did Josiah do?
所以约西亚做了。 西西亚王做了哪些其他的事呢?
We'll see in 2 Kings 22:23 that he reinstated the celebration of the Passover.
因为我们知道在王下那边有讲到说约西亚王是恢复逾越节敬拜的神。
There was no Passover celebration from the days of the judges all the way to the kings until Josiah.
因为我们后来发现从士师记开始 一直到约西亚王，居然以色列人没有过逾越节。
And it says in Second Kings 22:23, in the 18th year of King Josiah, the Passover was observed to the Lord in Jerusalem.
耶王下二十三章二十三节那里讲到说，只有约西亚王十八年，在耶路撒冷向耶和华守这逾越节。
Now, what is the Passover?
这逾越节是什么呢？
I think you all know the story of the Passover.
我想我们都知道逾越节的故事。
But what does it mean to us?
但这对我们而言有什么意义呢？
It represents God's mercy and His grace, His salvation for us.
因为逾越节实际上是彰显神向着我们的怜悯和恩典，以及他向着我们所做成的救赎。
The previous kings took all of this for granted.
因为从前的以色列的王把这件事情逾越节当作理所当然。
Right, their lives were literally spared by the mercy of God, yet they took it for granted.
虽然他们的生命事实上是神因着神的怜悯而存在，但是他们却把这样的事情当作理所当然。
Instead, they decided to celebrate and worship idols and these fake gods.
他们是不重视逾越节，甚至去敬拜侍奉别神。
Instead of celebrating the God of their salvation,
他们并没有来庆祝那一位救他们生命的神。
In our lives, have we taken the Lord's salvation and His saving grace for granted?
在我们的生活里面，我们是否有把主耶稣基督的救恩当作平常呢？
Have we made His salvation something really small, like it's not a big deal?
我们是否把主耶稣基督向着我们的救恩当作是一个小事，不足为道的小事呢？
Have we made it so small that it's not even deserving to be in our daily thoughts?
是不是我们把这件事情看作那么的小，以至于在我们每天的生活里面没有想到这件事？
So what exactly are we celebrating today?
所以今天我们究竟在庆祝些什么？
Josiah turned his heart to the Lord, reinstated the celebration of the Passover.
这里我们看到约西亚王他归向耶和华，归向主，他在这里重新开始纪念庆祝逾越节。
Today, if our hearts are looking for celebrating other things, we need to turn to the Lord.
如果我们今天的心里面还是想说庆祝了其他的事情的时候，我们要来归向
the God of our salvation.
因为神是我们救恩的神。
Second Kings 22:24 it also mentions that he removed all the abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and Jerusalem that he might confirm the words of the law that were written in the book found in the house of God.
在王下那里也讲到说，他除去一切可憎之物，然后成就了。神在神殿内找到那个律法书里面所讲的事。
Are there sins in our lives that we're just holding on to so tightly, these abominations?
我们是否在我们的生活里面也紧紧抓住这些可憎的事呢？
Have we placed our lifestyle side by side with the Word of God to confirm and whether it's aligned or not?
我们是否也把我们生活所经历的和主的话同时摆在一起来看呢？
Sometimes we're not willing to do that because it's not comfortable for us.
因为当我们这样做的时候，我们常常不愿意这样做，因为我们觉得一旦这样做，叫我们非常的不舒服。
Because it might not align with our desires.
因为当我们这样做的时候，我们发现，哦，主的话好像我们想要的跟主的话并没有一致。
And sometimes it's an inconvenience to us.
因为有时候好像叫我们觉得非常不方便。
There are a lot of football games that are played on Sunday morning.It's inconvenient to come to church.
事实上在主日早上有很多的美式足球赛在进行着，那好像这样子我们就不愿意来聚会。
Have we aligned our lifestyle with the Word of God?
我们是不是把我们的生活的形式 方式呢和神的话有一致呢？
Because of Josiah's tender heart, he alignedHis, not only his whole life, but the whole nation of Israel, and aligned it in conformity to the Word of God.
正是约西亚王对着神有一个柔顺的心，所以他不仅把他自己的生活，甚至全以色列的生活都来调整和神的律法书一致。
And because of Josiah's tender heart, he turned to the Lord with all of his heart, all of his soul, all of his might.
正是因为耶西亚王向着神有这个柔顺的心，所以他能够尽心、尽性、尽力的归向耶和华。
So, brothers and sisters, are there areas in our lives that we need to turn to the Lord?
所以弟兄姐妹们，在我们生活里面的各方各面、很多方面，我们应当来归向耶和华。
And maybe we have to ask ourselves, have we ever turned to the Lord at all?
所以我们 是否应该问我们自己这个问题，我们究竟是否曾经归向耶和华。
And even, I will say, even in our spiritual lives, have we turned to the Lord?
所以甚至在我们属灵的生活里面，我们是否有归向主呢？
Sometimes we think that turning to the Lord means turning to spiritual books, or turning to listening to recorded messages, or turning to a specific person that we admire.
好像有时候我们有个领会，以为说归向主就是要去多读点圣经，或是多读一些属灵书籍，或者多看一些属灵的伟人。
Or turning to other methods like making our lives really legalistic and saying, putting up all these do's and do not do's, and we think that that's turning towards the Lord.
或者甚至把我们的生活上变成一些好像只是一些守律法书，这些生活很严谨的，以为说这样就是归向主。
Have we ever turned to the Lord? Period. Have we ever done it?
所以我们应该问这个问题，我们是否曾经真实的归向主？
Josiah had a tender heart. He humbled himself before the Lord, turned his ways to the Lord.
耶西亚王在主面前有一个柔顺的心，所以他能够降卑自己归向主。
Do we think that what we're doing is okay?
我们是否想说我们现在所做的还好？
If we do, then perhaps we would be like the other kings of Judah, and maybe we're actually doing evil in God's sight.
如果我们真的这样以为的话，我们可能正像犹大国里面其他的王一样，事实上正在作恶。
If we have a heart of stone, then we won't care.
我们如果只是 有一个实心，我们就不在乎了。
So the question again is, what and who are we tender-hearted towards?
所以我们再一次问这个问题，我们究竟我们有一个柔顺的心是向着谁呢？
And in 2 Chronicles 34, the last part of 33 says, throughout his, Josiah's lifetime, they, who are all the sons of Israel, did not turn from following the Lord God of their fathers.
因为在历代之下34章33节那里 后面有讲到说，耶西亚在世的日子就跟从耶和华他们列祖的神，总不离开。
And I mentioned this at the end of the other two messages, and I'll end with the same thing.
我在其他两篇交通的时候有讲过这个事情，我今天要再重复一次。
It's imagine what kind of an impact we could bring to the house of the Lord if we had a tender heart.
我们可以似乎来想象一下，如果我们都有向着主有柔顺的心，叫神的殿、神的家会有何等大的改变呢？
Josiah, one single man, all he had was a tender heart towards the Lord, and he was able to turn an entire generation back to the Lord.
我们在这里看见耶西亚王，他是这一个人，他自己有柔顺的心，他就能够把整个以色列人都转回归向主耶稣。
When the Lord looks at us right now, even those in this room, will He find one of us with a tender heart towards Him?
当今天主在这里观察的时候，他是否能够得到至少一个人向着他有柔顺的心呢？
You know, when our time is up, can we say that throughout our lifetime, we did not turn from following the Lord?
当我们在地的生命结束的时候，我们是否可以说我们有归向主呢？
Might we just consider the life of Josiah?
好不好，我们再来思想一下约西亚王。
Might we consider our own hearts?
我们来思想。
Do we have a tender heart towards the Lord?
我们来思想一下我们的心，我们向着主是否一个柔顺的心。
Let's bow with a word of prayer.
我们一起低头有点祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful for your faithfulness.
主啊，我们实在感谢你，因为你向着我们是信实的。
Lord, we're so thankful for King Josiah and the example he gives to us.
我们也感谢你将约西亚王摆在我们面前。
Lord, we do pray that we would be like King David, that we would be men and women after your heart.
主啊，我们实在是愿意像大卫王一样，我们有一次合你心意的。
Lord, but we also pray that we would be like King Josiah.
我们也感谢你，我们能够像约西亚王一样。
Be people who will turn to you with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our might.
我们是可以说那个尽心、尽性、尽力归向你的百姓。
We thank you for being faithful to us.
我们感谢你，向着我们是信实的。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen.
I ask that you all bear with me. I have a lot of important announcements to make.
请大家再宽容我一下，我有很多今天有很多事情要报告。
So this coming Tuesday night, we still have prayer meeting as usual, and it will be held virtually.
要来的礼拜二呢，我们仍然有线上的祷告聚会。
And this coming Wednesday through Sunday, the West Coast Christian Conference will start or will be held.
要来的星期三，西岸今年的西岸特会就开始了。
Please take note that this coming Friday we will not have Bible study like usual.
请弟兄姐妹注意一下，要来的礼拜五我们没有礼拜五晚上的读经时间。
And everyone is encouraged to join in on the WCCC messages.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们在礼拜晚上也同时上西岸特会的网站来听信息。
And we ask that everyone pray for the conference and pray for the speakers, the youth speakers, and pray for our hearts.
我们请弟兄姐妹为讲员、为青少年聚会的讲员和我们自己的心来祷告。
And please pay attention to next Sunday morning.
请特别注意一下，我们要下一个主日的聚会。
Our local Sunday meeting will not take place in its usual fashion.
我们下一个主日的聚会时间跟平常的不一样。
So next Sunday, if you are not attending the WCCC in person.
所以要来的主日，如果你没有亲自到加州参加西岸特会的话
，and we encourage you to come to SCA next Sunday.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹下个主日能够来到这里。
And we will project the message, the last message of WCCC, so that we can all watch together.
那我们在这里呢会把。同步的会把当时在西岸特会最后一堂早晨的信息呢，来投影在我们的荧幕上。
Please pay attention to the time change, though. That message meeting will start at 9 a.m.
请弟兄姐妹特别注意时间的改变，因为那天早上的信息开始是早晨九点钟。
It will go from 9 a.m. and it's scheduled to end at 10:45.
照着信息的时间是九点开始，结束在十点四十五分。
And we will have the breaking of bread meeting immediately afterwards.
那之后呢，我们在这里就继续开始擘饼聚会。
And also for the parents, please take note of this. Next Sunday, there will be no children's service.
请做家长们的要注意一下，下一个主日没有儿童服事的聚会。
Did I get everything?
对不对？
For WCCC. Oh, sorry. Those of you who are attending the WCCC remotely.
如果你是在线上参加西岸特会的话。
The brothers and sisters in San Francisco are requesting that everyone, please become familiar with how to log on, virtually.
如果你是有报名参加西岸特会的话，那线上的话，那服事的弟兄们告诉我们说，请提醒大家说，你在这几天呢，稍微熟悉一下怎么样去上网。
So you should have all received an email with instructions on how to log on.
因为如果你有报名西岸特会参加网上的话，你应该也收到大会寄给你的电子信。
So please familiarize yourself with the protocols and logging on.
请你让自己稍微熟悉一下如何上线这些形式这些方法。
Oh, and those who are online, you're able to join the WCCC Breaking Bread online as well.
如果下个主日你不来这里的话，那你在家里呢仍然可以参加西岸特会所提供的波饼聚会的 网址。
Right. Thank you. Did I get it all? Oh, right. See, I'm so bad at doing announcements. Please be reminded that those who are going in person to WCCC, you need to test yourself one day before attending in person.
如果你今年是要到加州实体参加西岸特会的话，大会提醒我们说，那你要在前一天先自己在家里做新冠病毒的测试。
If you have tested positive to COVID, then you need to let the conference people know immediately to withdraw your registration.
如果说你在周二测到是阳性的话，那请你立刻立即通知大会，把你的注册实体的参加的注册取消。
And please be reminded that masks will be required for all of the indoor, anytime you're indoors during the conference, masks are required.
如果你在西岸特会实体参加的话，在任何时间室内的时候都一直要戴着口罩。
Okay, I think you got it all for WCCC. So for our own announcements, we know that the COVID numbers have been spiking quite drastically in our region, or in the whole country.
我们刚才把西安特会的事情报告完，那我们现在注意到，在我们本地呢，现在新冠病毒的疫情似乎又上升了。So
out of love for brothers and sisters, we're still requiring that everyone wear masks indoor in our gatherings here.
所以当我们在这里实体聚集的时候，弟兄姐妹还是要戴着口罩。And
also out of love for brothers and sisters, if everyone could please screen yourselves before coming to the meeting hall. If you have a cough, you're sneezing, you have symptoms, please join virtually.
我们也请弟兄姐妹每次在主日的时候要自己测试一下，如果任何身体不舒服的情况，就请你在家参加线上的聚会。
Another couple of announcements. This is for the Chinese group prayer meetings. That this coming Tuesday, the groups will be combined.
另外一个宣布是要来的周二的祷告聚会是中文组的祷告组会合并举行。
I probably won't just announce all the combinations. Maybe they can. Is this on the website? Okay. Or your group leaders will let you know.
也许我不仔细报告哪些组是合并的，但是这个合并组的信息是在网上有，然后分组的组长也会通知你们。And
we're thankful, some good news that May Louis and Jimmy Nguyen were married on May 29th.
我们感谢主这一个喜事，就是我们路易姊妹和Jimmy弟兄他们在5月29号在主里面结为夫妻。
We're thankful for our brother and sister, and may we continue to keep them in prayer.
我们为主感谢，我们为我们弟兄姊妹感谢主，也请弟兄姊妹为这个新的家庭祷告。And
also another announcement is that on August 28th, there will be a baptismal meeting.
另外一个报告是在今年的8月28号有一次受浸聚会。
And on August 20th, there will be a meeting talking about the meaning of baptism.
那在8月20号早上有一个交通受浸意义的聚会。
If anyone is interested, please contact Brother Wei Di and Brother Ma Li.
如果你有感动的话，请和我们迪伟弟兄或玛丽弟兄联络。